Essendel, how can I help you?
Hi, can I speak to Steve, please?
Who's calling?
This is Sam with Cardiff.
And what is this call about?
This call is regarding some of the business finances. That was actually my next question. So I can see that Steve here is the owner. Does he do the finance-related stuff himself, or does he have someone help him out with that?
I will transfer you over to our person who does that. Please hold.
Perfect. Thanks.
Hello, this is Craig.
Hi, Craig. This is Sam calling with the Bank of Cardiff. I just got shot over your way. Do you help with the financial aspects of the business here?
I do.
Okay. So again, my name was Sam. I was calling to follow up with you guys. We had mailed a finance offer to you through the direct mail just last week. We had an offer extended to the business, a pre-approval of about $250,000. We're a private business bank that specializes in equipment financing and working capital, so I was kind of just looking to touch base and see if you guys were on the market here, grab some new equipment, replace some old stuff, something here in the near future.
I did not see that offer come through.
Okay.
Can you email that to me, or did it come in
Sure.
FedEx, and is it official documentation or what?
So it came through, it's 935 West Center Street in Linden. Is that where you guys are at? Okay, so it should have come as just a letter. I can go over it with you here real quick. We just had it was a pre-approval of $250,000 worth of equipment financing or working capital. So it kind of goes both ways. Some people like to use it to replace equipment towards the end of the year. Right now it's a good tax break, stuff like that. And then others use it just to grow the business as just unsecured cash. Just kind of depending on where the business is going. I was just kind of looking to kind of touch base with you guys and see if your plans fit here with any of those.
What rates do you offer?
So we do work with a variety of credit profiles. The reason we have you guys on our pre-approval list is because you qualify for our better rate programs. I can't give you an exact number. Would you be more interested in equipment or just cash?
Well, I'll tell you, it depends.
Okay.
What we do, we have two or three banks we work with primarily, and we have running lines of credit with them, and we're a prime contractor, and so our receivables are always high, and our cash flow fluctuates back and forth. So there are times we dip into our, lines of credit for a few days while we're collecting invoices and things like that. So that's how we typically use our lines of credit.
Okay. And yeah, that is pretty typical, especially in the contracting business. I think you guys use maybe net 90, net 60, something like that. So yeah, it looks like just a temporary cash flow thing as far as that goes. As far as buying your equipment, things like that, do you guys do that in cash, finance through the manufacturer?
It depends.
Okay.
It really does, yeah.
Okay. Sure, fair enough. Yeah, it looks like the line of credit is a pretty good setup there as far as temporary liquidity problems. You're talking a few days or weeks. That won't be a big issue, but you guys have never tried a expansion project, tried to grow the business or use some capital for that. Has that come into plans?
We, I'm brand new here. I've only been here 4 months as their CFO, so I'm not sure what we've done in the past.
I got you. Okay. All right. Well, in that case, I guess we can just kind of go from there. As far as replacing your equipment or new stuff, is there a certain time of the year, or is this an as-needed basis?
It's an as-needed basis.
Okay. So I'll tell you what. You said you mentioned you work with two to three banks. We do have a match or beat policy for both the cash loans as well as the equipment. So what's generally a good practice here is people would put us to war with their banks, you know, see who gets the better offer, kind of open the bidding there, and just kind of see who comes out on top. We do get pretty competitive in that realm, too. So I guess the next time you guys are looking to either, you know, grab equipment or if you just need some additional funding, you could definitely give us a shot. We've kind of set it up in a way where you don't lose anything. There's no application fees. We don't do like a hard inquiry on any credit. We try to simplify that application to about one page. So just to make the process more smooth for you guys.
Okay, why don't you just email me some information then?
Good idea. What's a good email for you there, Craig?
It is Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at Sandlink, S-A-N-D-L-I-N-C, .com.
.com. Sounds good. So I'll go ahead and just shoot you some of the background info on what we do here, a little bit about the offer that we had you guys pre-approved for, and it'll just have my direct contact information, phone number, some website where you can read some reviews, things like that. And, yeah, I guess hopefully next time something comes up, I just love to toss our hat in the ring, see what we can do.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right, Craig, I appreciate it. Have a good rest of your day.
You too.
Bye-bye.